West Coast College Training, July 4th through 11th, Occidental, California. Title, Christ Our Portion. Evening Session, Message 2. Christ, the all-inclusive, extensive, and preeminent one, and the mystery of God's economy. Scripture reading, Colossians 1:15 through 19, 25 through 27, and 2:2 through 3.
All I can say is hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah for Christ our portion!
Amen.
We have the best portion Amen. In the whole universe.
Amen.
No wonder we're so happy.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this portion, this wonderful Christ is just awesome.
Amen.
Before we get into the greatness and the awesomeness of this wonderful portion a little bit more, I just want to thank the Lord for His speaking and even for all of you in your little testing and speaking, Colossians 1, 12, and 13.
Amen.
Tonight I'm very grateful to the Lord that not only is Christ our portion for our experience and our enjoyment, but He has been made so available. Our God has done everything to allow us and to afford us a way to actually participate,
Amen.
To enjoy this portion,
Amen.
Just from these two verses, 12 and 13. Listen, giving thanks to the Father who has what? Qualified. He's qualified you.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, all of us, super duper unqualified people. I don't know how to explain it. But all of us unqualified people, our wonderful God, our wonderful Father, our wonderful Christ has qualified. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion, the portion of the saints in the light. And then it says what? Delivered us.
Amen.
Having delivered us. So qualified, delivered.
Amen.
Delivered us out of the authority of darkness. Amen. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, these are not feelings that we have to have. These are not moods that we have to come into. These are divine facts.
Amen.
Our triune God has qualified us.
Amen.
For a share of this portion.
Amen.
And how did He do that specifically? By delivering us
Amen.
Out of the authority of darkness.
Amen.
That is, out of the kingdom of Satan.
Amen.
And not only that, and having transferred us. It's a divine fact. I have been qualified.
Amen.
I've been delivered.
Amen.
And I have been transferred
Amen.
Into what? The kingdom of the Son of His love.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, do you appreciate these words? Qualified.
Amen.
Delivered.
Amen.
Transferred.
Amen.
Everything has done, been done.
Amen.
He is ready to be inherited.
Amen.
Are we ready?
Amen.
Oh, He's done everything there is to do. He's done everything there is to do, qualifying us. Delivering us out of the authority of Satan and transferring us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Where are you tonight? Where are you? Ask your neighbor. Neighbor, where are you? You should tell your neighbor, I'm in the kingdom of the Son of God's love. I'm in the realm of love. The kingdom is not a harsh kingdom, but a kingdom of sweetness, of tenderness, of love. So, brothers and sisters, this wonderful Christ who's our portion, He has qualified us, He has delivered us, He's transferred us, and now what He needs is our love. The more we say, oh, Lord Jesus, I love You. Oh, Lord, I love You. Lord, I love you.
Amen.
How about two times? Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, Lord Jesus,
I love you.
The more we love him, the more he becomes our portion. He has qualified us. He's delivered us. He's transferred us. And now he just says, please love me. I tell you, any portion is yours when you really love that portion. Something doesn't become yours until love is there. And we have been transferred into the kingdom of the Son of God's love.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, he loved us first. We love because he first loved us.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, he's ready to be inherited. He's ready to be our portion. And now he needs us to be ready.
Amen.
To take him, to receive him, to enjoy him, and especially by love. So I just wanted to begin on this note. I didn't touch this verse 13 at all last night, but while you were speaking these two verses, I was just touched. Thank the Lord for these divine facts.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, it's not a matter of how you feel. It's not a matter of what the weather's like. It's not a matter of mood. It's a matter of the divine facts.
Amen.
And I tell you, what makes you a Christian who's really enjoying Christ is somebody who lives by the truth. We speak the truth. And the more we stand on the divine facts, Satan has no ground. He has no hold. He has no grip. He has no opportunity.
Amen.
Because we live according to our Christ, who is the unchanging truth.
Amen.
Based on his word. Amen. Amen. So everybody that has been qualified, say amen.
Amen.
Delivered, amen.
Amen.
Transferred, amen.
Amen.
Loving Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all, the great creator
became
my lover, my savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. So not only is he our portion, but he's done everything to allow us to partake of him and enjoy him so that we could live a life of readiness, cooperating with him. Well, friends and sisters, tonight is an awesome word. Christ, the all-inclusive, all-extensive, preeminent one, as the mystery of God's economy and the mystery of God. And this is wonderful. Before we actually get into the outline, I'd like to just speak a little word that as I was just spending time with the Lord freshly, I was freshly convinced just by being with him in his word, Christ is wonderful!
Amen.
How about we shout that? Christ is
wonderful.
It means you have run out of words. When you say wonderful, there's no more words left. Christ is wonderful. And I was just appreciating that this all-inclusive one, this all-extensive one, he's all-inclusive, all-extensive, he's preeminent. He, this Christ, is the complete God. When you have Christ, you have the Father, the Son, the Spirit. We have only one unique God, but he's mysteriously three-one. Mystery means our mind can't get it. But revelation is in the Spirit.
Amen.
And the mind set on the Spirit gets renewed to enter into this mystery. So he's the complete God. And he is the perfect man. Perfect man. I love him. I love Jesus because he's the perfect man. I mean, that's one reason. But brothers and sisters, remember the evil ruler at the time of Christ's crucifixion, Pilate? He said three times in John 18 and 19, I find no fault in him, not one. That's the Greek. You can ask your neighbor. Neighbor, do you have any faults at all? And all of us neighbors said, yes. Many, many, many. But thank the Lord, there's one unique person.
Amen.
Wow. The perfect man. This is our portion. He's the complete God. He's the perfect man. He's the mystery of God's economy. He's the mystery of God. And I appreciate so much, brothers and sisters, this awesome, we'll see this in the outline, but this awesome, unlimitedly vast, inexhaustible, even in his dimensions, he's unlimited. We'll come to it later, but Ephesians 3:18, what's that say? It says 3:17, Christ would make his home in your hearts through faith, you being rooted and grounded in love, and that you would be, we touched it last night, you would be full of strength with all the saints to apprehend what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth. It doesn't say how broad, how long, how deep, how high. It doesn't say. Because there are no limits to the dimensions of Christ.
Amen.
He is not only all-inclusive, but he is all-extensive. Going beyond any kind of limits of dimensions. That's wonderful. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Anyway, brothers and sisters, this wonderful all-inclusive Christ is all-extensive one, this preeminent one, this complete God, this perfect man, this mystery, he is limitless, and he fills, listen, brothers and sisters, he's wonderful. Let me, before I get into this, let me ask you this. How many of you, even tonight, or maybe tomorrow, would like to receive a nice big inheritance? I think, if we give you something, somebody gives you their wallet, it has $1,000 in it and credit cards, and they say, it's all yours, you can use it. Woohoo, you're happy. You get an inheritance. And then they give you their automobile, they give you their cars too, and then they give you their house, and then they give you their stocks or whatever. And that's a lot. Brothers and sisters, if you would be very busy tomorrow if somebody gave you just that much. You'd be very busy the next year just trying to inherit all that and trying to get into what is your portion. But, brothers and sisters, what if somebody gave you all of California and said the whole thing with all the money therein and all the resources and everything is yours? This is yours. Would you be rich or would you be rich? You'd be rich. How about if somebody said, not just California, the whole USA? How about the whole northern hemisphere? How about the whole northern and southern hemisphere? How about the whole earth? How about if somebody gave you the whole earth, this is your inheritance? What would you do? I mean, would you be happy or what? Would you need to spend all your time getting into this portion? Yeah. The inheritance is overwhelming. But brothers and sisters, this awesome, all-inclusive, all-extensive, preeminent, a wonderful one who's the mystery of God, the mystery of Christ, the mystery of God's economy, who's limitless, exhaustless. Brothers and sisters, this one it says in Ephesians 1:22 and 3, it says, gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. And the word fills there implies Christ fills and overflows the entire universe. That's how big our inheritance is. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Of course, the other inheritance was just in the physical realm. But this is in another realm. Not just physical, but in the divine and mystical realm. I just wanted to, brothers and sisters, I want you to be impressed with how great our portion is.
Amen.
Our portion is great!
Amen.
Oh, we were going to sing 5:10 tonight, and it's and 65 items of Christ. And the last verse says, in such Since such a treasure I possess, my heart doth sing for joy, and I must sing and sing and sing and sing and sing and sing. What a treasure have I!
Amen!
Brothers and sisters, if we really see Christ our portion, we will be beside ourselves. We'll be beside ourselves with joy. You know, if somebody gave you $5 million tonight, woohoo! I told the story that when I was in South Africa this year in March, in the last meeting of a conference, this brother who got a recovery version is getting into the truth, and he sees God's economy, and he's realizing Christ is everything. In the last meeting, he stood up, and he said, "Brothers and sisters, I only have two words. Dispensing. Second word, woohoo!" So concerning our portion, we need to woohoo! So how about we stand up and woohoo and hallelujah? Woohoo! Brothers and sisters, I mean it! I mean it! Christ, our portion, is just awesomely wonderful. And you know, brothers and sisters, because Christ is so wonderful as our portion and wants to be enjoyed by us and experienced by us, He's ready. He just needs us to be ready to take Him, receive Him, and enjoy Him. Because of this, there is a battle. Satan is nonstop doing one thing to get our eyes off of Christ, to take us away from participating in Him, enjoying Him, to do anything to distract us. I was thinking of the good land, you know, which we touched last night. The good land is the best type of the wonderful all-inclusive Christ in the Old Testament. Brothers and sisters, the good land, just in a type way, as a piece of land, the land of Israel, has been under battle for years. Under battle for years. There's a war going on. And you know, in 1948, when Israel became a nation, no nation had ever lost their nationhood for more than 500 years and recovered it. Israel, for over 2,000, was recovered in 1948. And that's a prophecy. In Luke 21, the fig tree began to sprout. Something happened. There was a recovery. And then in 1967, Jerusalem was taken back from being trodden underfoot by the Gentiles. I mean, brothers and sisters, this means we're living in the last days. We are living in the last days.
Amen.
And this good land, you look at this, you know, it's just a picture, so don't get distracted. But the picture of Israel in the newspaper, Israel's always in there. And it's only, how long is Israel? It's about as long as from the northern part of L.A. down to the south part of San Diego. How wide is it? About as wide as from L.A. over to Riverside. That's how big it is. But it's the center. But it's a picture. It's a picture. There's warfare. Satan is nervous. He's scared if a group of young people, especially young people, see that Christ is our portion. Oh, because as soon as we begin to enjoy this Christ, inherit this Christ, He's finished. He is finished. Because the more we enjoy Him, the more we get built. On the good land, what was needed? I mean, the land of Israel, what was needed was God's house needed to be built for His dwelling place, and the city needed to be built for His kingdom. And so, how does this happen? It happens by us taking the land, enjoying the land, eating the land, enjoying the land. So, brothers and sisters, but don't misunderstand me. We're not afraid of Satan. Even what I mentioned last night. I love Jesus! I hate Satan!
Amen.
How about we all say that?
I love Jesus! I hate Satan!
And we mean it!
Amen.
And Jesus is Lord!
Amen.
Christ is victor!
Amen.
Amen!
Amen!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So we're not afraid of Him. I'm just pointing out, brothers and sisters, to concentrate on Christ as our portion, you just beware. There'll be all kinds of distracting things. Because this is the key to cooperate with the Lord to end this age. Everybody in this room that wants to cooperate with the Lord to end this age, say amen.
Amen.
We want to hasten His coming.
Amen.
So we want to see this awesome portion, and we want to be those who are aggressive to take this portion, enjoy this portion moment by moment, day by day, so that we could become the enlargement of this portion. That's the body of Christ. And we could become the kingdom of God for the sake of His administration and the heading up of all things on the earth and in this universe. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So how about we declare two times, Hallelujah, Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's stand up and declare that. Hallelujah!
Jesus Christ is Lord!
Hallelujah!
Jesus Christ is Lord!
Amen! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Christ is victor. Tell where'er you go that
the Lord is
still the conqueror over every foe. Praise the Lord, saints!
Amen, Lord.
Thank you. Let's come to the outline. The Christ unveiled in Colossians is the all-inclusive, extensive, and preeminent one. Let's just walk through these verses for a moment, even though some spoke these verses. Colossians 1, 15 through 18. It brings out Christ is the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn of all creation. And we'll see, brothers and sisters, as we go through this outline, that He is everything in both the old creation and everything in the new creation. Because why? All things were created in Him, all things were created through Him, and all things were created unto Him. He is everything in the old creation, and He, eventually we'll see in verse 17, He is before all things cohere in Him. He is the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that He Himself might have the first place in all things. And tonight, this is a big burden, brothers and sisters, that we would allow Him to have first place in all things. We want Christ to have the preeminence. A, for Christ to be the firstborn of both the original creation and the new creation means that He is both all-inclusive and all-extensive. Remember, I mentioned this. He's not only all-inclusive, including everything, but even the dimensions of everything are limitless, so He's all-extensive. He is just awesomely large and wonderful. Our portion is inexhaustible. Ephesians 3:8 says, to me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable, untraceable, inexhaustible, limitless riches of Christ as the gospel. Isn't that good? His riches, His wonderful wealth is limitless. So tell your neighbor, neighbor, you are rich.
Neighbor, you are rich.
Amen, because Christ is our portion.
Because Christ is our portion.
So the extent of Christ is vaster than the universe and is everything to us. There's Ephesians 3:18. You know, the depth, the breadth, the length, the height, the depth. It doesn't say how broad, how long, how deep, how high. Limitless. He's extensive. Brothers and sisters, there's no way to measure how awesomely great this Christ is. This is our portion.
Amen.
Listen, every other portion, even if you could inherit the whole earth, it's all going to run out eventually. It probably would run out in a few years because you'd be fighting with somebody. But anyway, brothers and sisters, this portion is inexhaustible. Number two, Christ the Savior in whom we believe is limitless and inexhaustible. Since He's without limitation, the revelation concerning Him must also be without limitation. Without limitation. This just take a look real quick at those verses 2-5 of Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3, 2-5 are really wonderful verses. And we mentioned this verse last night. If indeed you've heard of the stewardship of the grace of God which was given to me for you, that by revelation the mystery was made known to me, as I have written previously in brief, by which in reading it you can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets, where?
In spirit.
This limitless, inexhaustibly rich Christ can be revealed only in our spirit. So even tonight, brothers and sisters, let's keep exercising our spirit.
Amen.
Do our best to remain one spirit with Christ our portion.
Amen.
This is the only way you can enjoy this one who is so extensive. And even the revelation concerning him is enjoyed only in the Spirit. B, Christ is the preeminent one. This is a major point, brothers and sisters. Preeminent one, the one who has the first place in everything. Both in the old creation, in the new creation, in the universe and in the church, Christ occupies the first place, the place of preeminence. So, brothers and sisters, I mentioned these words in verse 16, concerning the old creation, that when the universe was created, it says it was created in Christ, it was created through Christ, and created under Christ. This means that Christ, concerning the old creation, the creation of the universe, the physical creation, Christ is the intrinsic power, he's the active instrument, and he's the ultimate recipient of the whole universe. The intrinsic power behind the creation of the physical universe is Christ.
Amen.
The active instrument related to the creation of the whole physical physical universe is Christ. And the ultimate recipient, it says, will be unto him is Christ. So, brothers and sisters, that's why many people have been turned to believe in God, at least in a general way, by seeing creation. And even right now, while we're in this room, people are all over in different parts of the earth taking photos of, you know, Niagara Falls. Look at this. You know, and brothers and sisters, they're taking photos of Christ. But they don't know it. People just go crazy taking pictures. But those pictures should point everyone to Christ.
Amen.
And that's why I mentioned last night those missionaries, when they went to that part of Africa that we go to, Jim was able to go to. Wow. Eventually, the people said, we believe in God, but we don't know who he is. But they believed that. They realized this God is Christ. And they said they believed in him already because of creation. So creation, thank the Lord, is preaching the gospel 24/7.
Amen.
Even while we're sleeping, creation is preaching the gospel.
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
So this wonderful Christ, brothers and sisters, he is preeminent. He's preeminent, both in the Old and the New Testament, in the Old and New creation. So that means that he, both in old and new, occupies the first place, the place of preeminence. I want to touch something here, brothers and sisters. Ask your neighbor a question. Neighbor, what is the highest principle of the Christian life and the church life? I tell you, you find this secret, you will be blessed. The highest principle of the Christian life and the church life is the preeminence of Christ. The preeminence of Christ. And this is brought out especially in the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, when Christ was exalted as the ascended one, and he led captive a train of vanquished foes. He was the one who is preeminent in the whole universe. As we cling to Him, the church comes out, the body of Christ comes out, the kingdom is produced. But any moment that we do not give Him preeminence, there is desolation, there is waste, there's destruction, and Satan has a way. The key to enjoying Christ as our portion is giving Him first place.
Amen.
Giving Him preeminence.
Yes.
This is the highest principle in our Christian life and in our church life. Christ would be first.
Amen.
And remember I mentioned yesterday, first born, the first in the old creation means He's everything. First in the new creation means He's everything. First means all. So when we give Him preeminence, He has a way to be everything and eventually even to make us the same as He is, to constitute us with Himself to be the one new man. But my point, saints, my point is we just want to pick up this principle that in everything, every moment, every day, our school life, our work life, or whatever we're doing, give Him the first place beginning in the morning. Every morning, give Him first place. Give Him first place. We'll touch this now. Number two, if we have a vision of the preeminence of Christ, our living and our church life will be revolutionized. How many of you want your living revolutionized?
Amen.
For we will realize that in all things, Christ must have the first place. Praise the Lord. Christ must have the first place. That's what I like, you know, Colossians 1, 12 and 13. Father qualified us. He delivered us. He transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. All He desires is we would give Him the first place, the first love. We just remain here. Everything He is as our portion becomes ours. We really enjoy Christ as our portion by giving Him preeminence. The verse that's referenced here, you notice with this point number two, what's the verse reference? Revelation 2:4. And what's that? That the church in Ephesus was the first of the seven churches that the Spirit spoke to in the book of Revelation. And what was the key point that the Spirit was making? You have been doing many things. You're good in this, you're good in that, blah, 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 blah. But one thing I have against you. You have not given me preeminence. I am not first. Too many other things are first. Even doing things for me and blah, 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 being a good Christian, good brother, this and that. But I am jealous. I want to be first. And the unique way to be first is to give Him the first and the best love. He would be first and He would be best. Even tonight, our desire, don't compare with 2 days ago or 3 days ago or 2-3 years ago. Tonight, our desire is that Christ would be our first and our best love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
For July the 7th,
Amen.
2010,
Amen.
Wednesday night,
Amen.
Christ would be first.
Amen.
Lord, we love You with the first love.
Amen.
Lord, we love You with the best love. More tonight than any night in our whole life.
Amen.
Don't compare to 2 years ago, 2 months ago, 2 weeks ago. Just renew our love all the time.
Amen.
Giving Him the first and the best love, which means to give Him preeminence.
Amen.
Whenever He has preeminence, everything in your life gets put in order. And when He has preeminence, you will enjoy God's will.
Amen.
Remember last night? God's will is to fill
Amen.
Us with nothing but Christ. I really thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, for the sister named Mary, you know. In Luke chapter 10, Mary and Martha were there. And Martha was just really busy kind of being a quote-unquote good Christian. And basically, the Lord had to say, Martha, Martha, stop running around like a chicken with a head cut off. and he said, Martha has chosen the good part. She she is doing the one thing. She is doing the one thing. Martha, what was Martha doing? She was loving him. And she was... Oh, sorry. Thank you for that, Mary! Thank you for correcting me and adjusting me. I need all the correcting I can get.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Mary,
you know, Mary was loving him and listening to his word. You know, whoever you love, you really listen to their word. If you don't love me, if I don't love you, you know, like Paul can speak to me. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm even looking at him, but I don't listen to one thing he says. Right? And we're like that. How many of you are like that sometimes? Tell the truth. But we want to be those who love him.
Amen.
Like Mary and... Not Martha. Like Mary! Mary loving him and loving the words out of his mouth. And now, and brothers and sisters, so my point is, what was Mary doing? Mary was giving him preeminence. Especially by loving him. And caring for his word. Then look, brothers and sisters, after Christ was resurrected from the dead, many of the disciples, they left. They went back and they went to sleep. They didn't know what to do. But Mary was there. Because she loved him, she had revelation, and she was waiting. And Mark, stand up. And when he came out of the tomb, and she finally recognized, you know what, she done. And she was clinging to him. Clinging to him. Well, he had to ascend to the Father as the first fruit. But I believe the triune God was winking. And it's so not bad. I like it. I'll be right back, Mary. I want you to love me and smuggle me to death. Thank you, Rick. So she was the first one at the tomb waiting, and what was this a sign of? Preeminence. She gave him the first place. She was giving him the first and best love. So anyway, brothers and sisters, I just wanted to use that as an illustration. I love this matter. The Lord wants us to repent. How many times do you have to repent? I need to repent many times every day. Brothers and sisters, it's good to repent. The seven churches, the Spirit spoke to them 8 times. It uses the word repent. How many of you are glad to hear the word repent?
Amen.
You're going a certain direction? Turn!
Amen.
Make a change!
Amen.
Come back!
Amen.
We need to repent. And we need to take Christ as our unique, best, and first love. Give Him preeminence!
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, is a book concerning a church that was riddled with problems. They had problems all over the place. But eventually, what did Paul do? The Lord, through Paul, ministered to them the all-inclusive Christ as the solution to all the pollution. Amen!
Amen.
And presenting to them that this wonderful Christ... Listen, first, anybody in this room know 1 Corinthians 2:9? 1 Corinthians 2:9, I think it was mentioned in the training. But 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, nor come up in the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who religiously serve Him. Those who love Him.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this portion of ours will be unspeakably enjoyed by us if we are those who give the preeminence to Him by loving Him. Anyway, so this is a key point, brothers and sisters. Those who love Him. Those who love Him are those who inherit Him. We've got this huge inheritance. What do we do with this inheritance? What do we do with this portion? Inherit! He's ready to be distributed. But He needs us to be ready to inherit Him, take Him, possess Him, enjoy Him. And the best way is to love Him.
Amen.
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 Lord, I just love you, and there's no one like you in the whole universe. I have no other one like you, Lord Jesus. I love you.
Anyway, 1 Corinthians presents the all-inclusive Christ, and eventually, we'll see it later in the outline, he's at least 20 items in Corinthians, but the last item of Christ in Corinthians, what is it? Christ is the life-giving Spirit. Right? Spirit means coming, reaching, entering, mingling, filling, saturating. Thy Spirit will me saturate. Every part will God permeate. Oh, amen. So 1 Corinthians 15:45b, let's all quote it. The last Adam became a life-giving
Spirit.
Amen. So we could actually experience him as our portion. And 1 Corinthians 2:9 says the unique way is by love. But if any of you have your Bible there handy, quick, look up a verse that's very, very interesting. How does the book of 1 Corinthians, which is unveiling this wonderful Christ as our portion, to be enjoyed by us, how does it end? 1 Corinthians 16:22. What does that verse say? Somebody stand up and read it with a loud voice. Go, everybody.
If anyone does not love the Lord, let him be accursed. The Lord comes.
Amen. Wow, did you read that right? Say that again.
If anyone does not love the Lord, let him be accursed.
Amen.
The Lord comes.
Amen. How about we all speak that? If anyone does not love the Lord, let him be accursed.
The Lord comes.
How many of you want to be ready for his coming?
Amen.
The best way to be ready is by love.
Amen.
Thank you all. Thank you, brothers. Thank you. Amen. But this rich book showing Christ our portion and ultimately he's the life-giving Spirit to be enjoyed by us says, whoa, the unique way to be one with him. Here's my point, brothers and sisters. There's a footnote in Revelation 2:4 and there's a sentence that says, nothing but love can keep us in a proper relationship with the Lord. My wife and I have been married 46 years this year. Nothing but love can keep us in a proper relationship with each other. You can do this, you can do that, you can do this, you can do that, but nothing but love will keep you in a proper relationship with the Lord. So there's a sober warning at the end of Corinthians. If anyone does not love the Lord, let him be accursed. Friends, sisters, we never want to bring any kind of curse into our Christian life. We want to be those who love him with the first and best love. Anytime we deviate from the first best love, what should we do? Repent!
Amen.
Come back. You know, like that song, Lord, I've been drawn off by many things. Now I turn my heart back. How it sings. I repent of loving other things. Jesus, Lord, you're our first love. Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, how many times do I fall away? I have no idea during the day, but I'm so thankful that I can repent.
Amen.
Everybody that's happy that they can repent, say amen.
Amen.
Come back to this dear one. Give him preeminence. This is the highest principle in the Christian life and the church life. Hallelujah. Now, the all-inclusive Christ, you know, brothers and sisters, even loving him, even when you're reading the Bible, don't just read blah, 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 blah. Love him. When we're calling, love him. When we're praising, love him. When we're singing, I enjoy the singing of the groups up here, Hidden and, or did Hidden sing? Yeah, and all the others. Anyway, praise the Lord. Last night I got one of the group names wrong, didn't I? What'd I say, Barnes? I was looking for Noble. But praise the Lord. Isn't it good to sing? Brothers and sisters, this afternoon I was just in the Word praying a little bit, and I heard some brothers over here somewhere, I don't know, and they were just singing up a storm. And I was just getting Christ for them. Aren't you glad to be in this atmosphere?
Amen.
And the Lord doesn't say you have to have a good voice. Psalm says, make a joyful noise. Good enough. Amen.
Amen.
When we make the noise, He becomes the music. Because Christ and Christ alone is the real music.
Amen.
Anyway, in everything, practice to love Him. Give Him the first place. Now, number two, the all-inclusive Christ who indwells us is the mystery of God's economy. And many of you, a number of you stood up here and quoted those two verses, but it's good if we just look at them just again for a moment. Colossians 1, 26. The mystery, here's the mystery of God's economy, which has been hidden from the ages and from the generations, but now! Isn't that good? I love the word now!
Amen.
Now!
Amen.
Now has been manifested to His saints, to whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery. This is our portion. The riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, the hope of becoming the same as He is.
Amen.
We're full of Christ as our hope of glory. Now, God's New Testament economy is like a great wheel. Brothers and sisters, sometimes I just don't even... The Lord is moving on this earth way beyond any of us can imagine. Sometimes I've been in another country or somewhere, and I just threw it, Where am I? I am in this great wheel. And we have an awesome family. This family is all over the earth and growing, and we're just in this wheel, brothers and sisters. We're in this great, awesome wheel, the wheel, having Christ as its every part. He's the hub, the center. He's the spokes, the support. He's the rim, the circumference of the divine economy. I mentioned the other day, or yesterday, that God's economy, His plan, is to fill us with nothing but Christ. His way, pay attention to this, His way is by Christ being processed and consummated, taking steps. Aren't you glad that Christ took steps?
Amen.
Step from the heavens to the earth into a man. He stepped for 33 and a half years. And He stepped to the cross. He stepped into the grave. He stepped out of the grave. He stepped to the heavens, became the life-giving Spirit, and then He stepped into us.
Amen.
And tonight He's still stepping into our heart.
Amen.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Christ, this wonderful Christ, brothers and sisters, is the way that God carries out His economy. God carries out His economy in Himself as Christ. Christ is the one who takes steps in order for God to be dispensed into us, to make us the enlargement of Christ. So Christ is everything in God's economy. His plan fill us with nothing but Christ. His way is by Christ taking steps and being processed and consummated to become the life-giving, dispensing, distributing Spirit. And His goal is the body of Christ. So this indicates in His plan, His way, and everything, Christ is everything. He's the center, reality, and everything. But especially in the heart of that view, He is the way. By being processed and consummated to become the life-giving, dispensing Spirit. In God's economy, Christ is everything. God wants Christ and Christ alone.
Amen.
The wonderful, preeminent, all-inclusive Christ who is all and in all.
Amen.
Let's read that sentence together with a strong spirit. Joyfully, go. In
Christ
is everything.
God
and Christ alone.
Eminent,
all-inclusive Christ, who is all and in all. Praise the Lord! Remember we mentioned Matthew 17 last night when Moses and Elijah showed up, but God was jealous. Peter said, oh, let's put them on the same level. And God was offended. God wants Christ and Christ alone. So after they hit the dirt, eventually looked up, no one there left but Jesus himself alone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In God's economy, Christ and Christ alone. He is the mystery of God's economy. God's economy is his plan, his way, his goal, to gain what's on his heart, to carry out his intention. Christ is the secret of this economy. God's intention in his economy is to work the wonderful, all-inclusive, extensive Christ into our being as our life, and as our everything, that we may become the corporate expression of the triune God. And in the point just before this, brothers and sisters, I didn't cover Colossians 3, 10 and 11, but we'll have a message on this. And that is that Christ eventually, in the new man, there's nothing else but Christ. Christ is all and he's in all. He's all. When we look at the room, there's nothing here but Christ. But he's also in all. So it means Paul's still here, I'm still here, we still recognize each other, but our constitution is nothing but Christ.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome? Amen. We're not annihilated, we're not done away with, but we're constituted. Constituted with Christ.
Amen.
Christ is all and in all. He's everything in God's economy. So his intention is to work himself into us to be our life and our everything. Now, let's go to 3. Christ is the mystery, the secret, the crucial focus. I hope you underline those words. Mystery, secret, crucial focus of the divine economy. That's why he's the mystery of God's economy. It means he's the secret, the crucial focus. This means that the secret of the dispensing, brothers and sisters, the secret of the dispensing of the triune God into God's chosen people is Christ himself. Without Christ being processed, God has no way to carry out his plan. So that's why one of my favorite songs is, let's sing it, Christ has put on human nature and become a man like me. He has died upon the cross that I from Adam might be free. He has risen and is here. He has come to live in me that he might be my life. This life spreads glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. For Christ is now my life. Christ is what?
Now my life.
He's what?
Now my life.
Wow. And this is the secret. This is the crucial point. This is the crucial matter of God's economy. God's economy cannot be carried out without Christ being processed and consummated to become the Spirit so that he could get into us to become our life. How close is life to you? If you stand up, Mark. If we remove Mark's human life, if we remove his human life, then no more Mark. Mark and his life are one.
Right?
Take away life, take away Mark. But the Bible says Christ, our portion, by being processed and consummated, has now become our life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tell your neighbor, neighbor, hallelujah, Christ is now my life. That means very subjective. Very subjective. Very wonderful. Ooh, he can definitely be my portion. Now B, the mystery hidden from the ages and from the generations has been manifest to the saints. This mystery is the all-inclusive Christ as the indwelling hope of glory. The Christ in us, brothers and sisters, is the indwelling hope of glory. Brothers and sisters, I want to announce something tonight. No one in this room is hopeless.
Amen.
All of us are full of hope.
Amen.
I am full of hope.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I am really full of hope.
Neighbor, I am really full of hope.
Why? Because I have Christ in me. If we really see this matter, brothers and sisters, we could never be sad again. Never be sad again. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The hope of becoming the same as He is. This is the one who's in us as our life. Okay, number one, right? Which one did I just read? B. Okay, B. Not Martha, Mary. Amen. Number one, the hope of our calling is the hope of glory, which is the transfiguration of our body and the manifestation of the sons of God. Brothers and sisters, listen, the whole universe, according to the truth of the Bible, is depending on us. The roosters, the birds, the trees, the flowers, if they could all speak, they would say, please, would you guys enjoy the Lord more? You don't know how much we're hurting. This is the truth from Romans 8. The whole creation is groaning, decaying, and sighing, waiting for the revelation of the sons of God. The more we enjoy Christ as our portion, the happier the birds become.
Amen.
You know, today, everything is disaster. I was just the other day watching, somebody had left some McDonald's stuff on the street, you know, food, you know, and all these birds were coming down. And these birds, they fight with each other. One gets in there and the other one flies. You know, everybody's fighting. The whole earth is fighting. It's a disaster. The whole earth is decaying, groaning, and it's in a heap of collapse. But the key is all of us. The key, believe it or not, the key to the whole universe being headed up is all of us, little one, taking the lead to enjoy Christ.
Amen.
As our portion. Wow. This is the hope. Christ, the Christ who dwells within us, is the mystery full of glory. With countless riches, we are being strengthened into our inner man according to the riches of God's glory, which are wrought into us for our beautification and return to God with us for His beautification. Brothers and sisters, Ephesians 3 is one of the most awesome prayers for experience in the whole Bible. And it indicates we bow our knees to the Father, of whom the whole heaven and earth is named. He would grant you according to the riches of His glory. The riches of His glory. Glory coming this way to us. To be strengthened with power into the inner man, that Christ would build His home in our hearts, and eventually we're full of strength together, and we become full of the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, and we're filled unto all the fullness of God. And then it says, now to Him be glory. The very dispensing Christ, this hope of glory, brings Himself into us as glory. And eventually this glory fills us so much it goes back to God. You know, it's not just a matter of us outwardly saying, oh, glory to God. It's a matter of enjoying our portion.
Amen.
The more we enjoy our portion, Christ our portion, the more we become jam-packed with glory.
Amen.
Glory means something is shining. Our face is different. This does not mean we're pretending or trying to, you know, concerning the Christian life, you can't take it, you can't make it, and you can't fake it. But we need to enjoy Him.
Amen.
And exercise our spirit to be strengthened into the inner man. And eventually, what? Eventually, the glory that's being wrought into us returns to Him. because we're so packed with this glorious Christ. I just wrote a little something from a life study. All the blessings of the Bible are included in these riches. You know where it says, Christ who dwells in us, within us, is the mystery full of glory with countless riches. The riches of His glory. Remember that phrase? All the blessings of the Bible are all the blessings of the Bible are included in the riches of His glory, which is our portion. Our portion are all these unsearchable riches. Then this is the key point to the book of Colossians. It's we being those who are happy, woohoo, inheritors of our portion. Praise the Lord! Amen. We would be the happy inheritors of our portion with all the riches of this glory. We would do our best to be happy, consistent, unceasing inheritors of all these riches. And this mystery, brothers and sisters, this mystery of the Christ who is the hope of glory, this mystery is the key to the Christian life, and this is the key to the church life. So the main point, brothers and sisters, here is pay attention to Ephesians 3. Every day, let's get filled up with Christ as our portion. This prayer says, oh, that Christ, my portion, would make home in my heart. Amen. My heart is not for this. My heart's not for that. My heart is for Christ.
Amen.
So we want to give Him all the space in our heart. Now, let's go to Roman numeral 3. The all-inclusive Christ, lastly, is the mystery of God. Mystery of God. He's not only the secret of God's economy, God being dispensed, but He's the mystery of God. Listen to this utterance. As the mystery of God, the all-inclusive Christ is the history of God. I like that. History is His story. History. He's the history of God. The whole story of God is in Christ and is Christ. The whole story of God is in Christ and is Christ. Christ in John 1 became flesh. Wow. Nobody knew God until this wonderful one became flesh. And then He became a life-giving spirit so that we could actually receive Him and experience Him. And brothers and sisters, He also in Revelation, because the age is so dark and so degraded, He became the sevenfold intensified spirit.
Amen.
So that we could experience Him with all of His unsearchable riches as our portion. No matter how bad the situation is, we can enjoy Christ as our portion.
Amen.
Amen. Now, as the mystery of God, the all-inclusive Christ is the definition, explanation, an expression of God, which means the Word of God. In Him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. You know, philosophers for years, and you see a lot of people who go to universities, they get under some kind of philosophy, some kind of teaching, and their mind gets messed up. I know people who were saved, but they went to university, and even to this day, they're a mess. But brothers and sisters, the philosophers, they don't know what they're saying. It's all vain and empty talk. I tell you, the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are all hidden in Christ.
Amen.
The mystery of God. No philosophy teacher knows these treasures of wisdom and knowledge. They're all in Christ.
Amen.
So we want to be those who realize this means that we have the wisdom by exercising our spirit and the knowledge related to our mind. Brothers and sisters, as we exercise our spirit, eventually our mind gets set on the spirit, and this treasure of wisdom and knowledge, this Christ who is the mystery of God, becomes more and more real to us. Little by little, this portion becomes more and more real to us. Amen. He's so awesome. I don't know, brothers and sisters, I just love the Lord Jesus. I love Him even when He was 12 years old in Luke 2. He got away from His parents. They couldn't find Him. They finally found Him in the outbuildings of the tabernacle 3 days later in the temple. And it says in the Weech translation, according to the Greek, it said he was speaking to all these PhD. He was basically speaking to all these leaders who were probably equivalent of many professors and philosophers and this kind of thing. And it said he had them in a state of mental imbalance. This 12-year-old God man. In him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And then it says he was distinguishing judgment, something like that, indicating that everything this little human being spoke was from some source they'd never heard of before, which is God Himself. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
I love this. I love this, brothers and sisters. Everybody that loves Jesus, say amen!
Amen!
See, the mystery as the mystery of God, the all-inclusive Christ is the firstborn of all creation. And how's this? He is everything. It was in Him, through Him, and unto Him. Also, our Christ became a man. Hallelujah, He became a man. Now, brothers and sisters, D, as the mystery of God, the all-inclusive Christ is the firstborn from the dead. Christ is the firstborn from the dead.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I love this. Death is no problem to Christ.
Amen.
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 He went into the grave. He went into death. He stayed in death in Hades hotel for 3 days. After 3 days, said, I'm checking out. Took the keys. Revelation 1:18. So I'm the living one. I became dead. Behold, I'm living forever and ever, and I have the keys of death and of Hades. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
And He, as a man, He invaded His body at the tomb, and He, as a man, was resurrected, and He became the firstborn Son of God as a God-man!
Amen.
Hallelujah! There's a man in the glory!
Amen.
There's a man in the Godhead!
Amen.
Jesus is God!
Amen.
Tell your neighbor 3 times, Jesus is God.
Jesus is God! Jesus is God! Jesus is God!
Amen! He's the firstborn from the dead. So, brothers and sisters, this portion that we're enjoying is he's somebody who's leading a triumphal procession. Our enjoyment of this Christ as a portion is, we should be praising Him. He's firstborn from the dead. He swallowed up death. He ate death for breakfast. No side effects. Amen.
Amen.
Praise Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, let's enjoy Him.
Amen.
This is a victorious portion we have.
Amen.
E, as the mystery of God, the all-inclusive Christ is the embodiment of God. The whole triune God was embodied in Him physically. When you met Jesus, you met the whole God. Now, F, as the mystery of God, the all-inclusive Christ, this is a great one, brothers and sisters, is the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Dwelling in our spirit to be one Spirit with us. So, brothers and sisters, wow. What's the secret to our enjoying this wonderful, preeminent, all-inclusive, all-extensive mystery of God's economy, mystery of God? What's the secret? Is our spirit.
Amen.
Because this wonderful portion has now become mingled with us. These verses are, He became the life-giving Spirit, and the Lord be with your spirit.
Amen.
That means the portion be with your spirit.
Amen.
So tell your neighbor, neighbor, the all-inclusive portion be with your spirit. Now tell your neighbor, he who is joined to the portion is one spirit.
He who is joined to the portion is one spirit.
So this portion is accessible,
amen,
contactable, touchable.
Amen.
He is ready.
Amen.
Are we ready?
Amen.
He's done everything there is to do.
Amen.
And He's the Spirit now.
Amen.
For Him to get into you.
Amen.
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 He just wants us to be one with Him. Practicing this oneness. Brothers and sisters, he who is joined to the Lord, The footnote says this is our organic union with the Lord. And I love the word organic. It's very close to the word romantic. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. This is an organic, romantic union. And the Lord's desire is that we would enjoy Him as our unique portion by staying. When He came into us to be one spirit with us, brothers and sisters, that was the biggest kiss in the universe. And now His desire is that we would stay mouth to mouth with Him for eternity.
Amen.
His greatest jealousy is that we leave Him. His greatest concern is that we don't enjoy Him. He's done everything there is to do. Qualified us, delivered us, transferred us, and came into us as the Spirit.
Amen.
Now He's just wanting us to practice to be one with Him.
Amen.
Especially by love. Oh Lord Jesus, I love You.
Amen.
Especially, brothers and sisters, in the morning, I like what Brother Lee mentioned somewhere, that when we practice morning revival, this sticks with you. He said something like, morning revival has not begun until you tell the Lord, Lord Jesus, I love You. It doesn't mean in a legal way, but he's touching the principle. The principle of morning revival is not religious duty. But I'm freed from all religious duty. Amen.
Amen.
I'm enjoying this Christ in love. Jesus, Lord, You're my first love. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, because this portion is one spirit with us, nothing is more crucial in the whole Bible than to practice one spirit with the Lord. Everything we've heard in this training so far can be fulfilled only when we practice to remain in this union, and especially to remain by loving Him. So, brothers and sisters, we want to be those who enjoy, experience, and enjoy Christ as our good land, as our portion. And this is by walking in the Spirit. You know, it says in Colossians 2, some of the verses you guys spoke up here, as you've therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. How do we walk in Him? By walking in our Spirit. And to walk means to live and move and have our being. When you look at your neighbor, look from your spirit. When you speak to your neighbor, speak with your spirit. When you react, when you respond, when you're going to go to the, when you go to the microphone, exercise your spirit.
Amen.
Let me conclude with this, brothers and sisters. The secret of enjoying this portion we mentioned last night, Christ as our portion. And remember the sentence from the outline last night, He is ready to be taken and possessed by His believers. However, there's the need for those who are in this room to be ready, that includes me, to take Him, possess Him, experience Him, and enjoy Him as in His all-inclusiveness. And that means we would be like Caleb and Joshua when everybody else was murmuring and reasoning and telling lies. What was their attitude? They had a different spirit. What'd they say? Let us go up at once! Let us go up at once. Let's enjoy this land. Let's possess Him. Let's enjoy our portion. I hope that's our attitude when I sit down. Let's go up at once! We may not know totally what we want to say, but at least you have one word you think of. One thought, one sentence. Let us go up at once!
Amen!
Amen.
Amen.
And it said they had a different spirit. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Let's enjoy. Let's possess this Christ who is our portion. He's ready!
Amen.
Now we need to be those who are ready. Now, and I want to conclude with this. Again, as I mentioned last night, the best way to be ready is to live a life of exercising your spirit by all kinds of speaking.
Amen.
All kinds of speaking. Speaking to the Lord, speaking for the Lord, speaking with the Lord, speaking about the Lord. Speaking, speaking, speaking. And in order to speak, yes, there's the side we need to be filled with the Spirit, filled in the Spirit. On the other hand, the key to being filled with Christ as our portion, who's the Spirit, the key is speaking.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, neighbor never becomes silent toward the Lord.
Neighbor never becomes silent toward the Lord.
And also, neighbor never becomes silent about the Lord. Amen. Speaking, speaking, speaking.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And brothers and sisters, what's this enjoy? This is speaking our love many times to the day. You know, my wife and I have been married 46 years. What if we just look at each other? No, we spoke many times years ago. I tell you, we speak that love. And that really is related to the reality of love. Speak 100 times a day, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Speak by calling on His name, Lord, 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I cannot tell you how watered I've been just by observing you during these couple of days. You have refreshed my spirit.
Amen.
See a bunch of young people not ashamed of Jesus.
Amen.
Enjoying Jesus together, this means everything.
Amen.
Everybody that's been happy to be here say, Amen!
Amen.
Hallelujah! All kinds of speaking. Praising!
Amen.
Praising!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah in! Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amening, amening.
Amen.
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 Never let your amen become amen. Amen. Exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Rejoicing.
Amen.
Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation, and in that day,
say
what?
Praise the Lord!
For with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation, and in that day,
shall you say?
Praise the Lord! And what else do you do?
Call upon
Lord Jesus,
doings among the people,
make mention
that His name is exalted.
Jesus,
cry out and shout, Hallelujah,
habitant of Zion,
for great is the Holy One of
So saints, all kinds of speaking, praising, loving, calling, rejoicing, and don't forget thanking.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. 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 As the mystery of God, the all-inclusive Christ is the constituent of His body, the church, which is the mystery of Christ. By enjoying Christ, we become constituted.
Amen.
Christ to be the church, the body, the one new man where Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
He's awesome, preeminent, all-inclusive, all-extensive, mystery of God and mystery of God's economy. Let's enjoy our portion.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.